Slam 100.5. 100.5.
Yes, 14 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, my friends. Good morning. And welcome to the Grand Slam Morning Show, Slam 100.5. Oh, yeah. Broadcasting from downtown Port of Spain, St. Vincent Street, to be exact, my friends. Good morning. Today, Drama Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. Hope you got up this morning, my friend. Said that prayer and it is off to the races for sure. Yeah, that is Richie Spice. That is one of the favorites on the morning show these days, you know. That Jehoshaphat. What is Jehoshaphat? Just a little snippet on the Jehoshaphat before we enter all the headlines and all that. Apparently, he was the king of Judah during the reigns of Israel, of Ahab, Azariah, Isaiah, and Jehoram. He maintained close political and economic alliances. So Jehoshaphat was he was a king. Yeah. He was a king of Judah. Yeah. So like he then named a place after him, or so probably that's what Richie was singing about. Well, at least Max Romeo. But Max Romeo did this back in 1970 something, we established. This was done back in 1975, I think, at first. And then Richie did it over in 2020. He reorganized the army and attempted to centralize political power through a series of religious and legal reforms. So he was a bright fella. But he prayed that way, you know? So that's a little snippet for you. So we checking in on that note. Selector Miles, the Fresh Prince of the Belmonte region. Morning, Miles. Up.
Yep. Morning.
Yeah. Blaze to the Mogul, the mayor of Sawa City. Good morning, my friends. Morning to all my friends in Sawa, Jehoshaphat, you know? Milk and honey.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Anyway, tell the drama. So anything goes. I don't. It's drama with you.
In Jehoshaphat and Sawa, you know?
Hey.
We have a Jehoshaphat up there too, you know?
No.
We stake everything, boy. On the front page of the Trinidad and Tobago Guardians, Sweet Guardians, still $3. Seeing happy 103rd anniversary to the TNT Guardian. 103 years, boy. Wow.
Well,
Yeah, man.
Well,
red hat. Red hat, boy. Red hat. And then we, after that round of applause, we move into
serious matters.
Yeah, five more dead. This took place yesterday. This was big news across the country. When people heard this one. COVID-19 claims 2 men and 3 women. 2 positive, 39 ill at police academy. And commissioner of police brings clarity on mask law today. Also pictures here of a police officer speaking to customers waiting in the line outside RBC in San Fernando, warning them about the physical distancing. Because I saw actually pass on the promenade yesterday by First Citizens, and I saw, you know, there were a lot of people around the corner, but people were maintaining their social distancing as much as they could. But we have to, you know, always strive to do better. That's what I'm saying. Always strive to do better, you know. Faik Mohammed, new Chaguanas mayor, Sangre Grande man hacked to death. Both on page 6 and 8 respectively. Doctor proposes repatriation plan to government, Dr. Karen Sohan Sinaf. Also, high teacher turnout for virtual school reopening. lots of children, they started their term yesterday, and I wish them all the best. It would be an adjustment for the for the for the children and for the parents alike. And a lot of I really hope that there's a parent or parents or guardian at home, because it's gonna be really hard for parents who have to go to work and their children is doing the virtual learning now. You know? So Griffith is saying no rush to charge 8-year-olds without masks. And well, Fike Mom, new sugar on us, Mia. HTI students transferring to new schools. That is the Trinidad and Tobago Hospitality.
Institute. Hotel school,
yeah. Minister said that yesterday, Minister Nyan Gatsby-Dolly. So yeah. Six in court for murder of Chinese businessman. That's what took place in Bata. Right? We spoke about that yesterday, yeah? Yeah. Granny egg vendor chopped to death. Hey, boy. Sorry to hear that. Miles, we have there, boy.
On the front page of the Second Daily, headline reads, time runs out. President postpones national award ceremony and cites delay in receiving lists and COVID restrictions. A pity of the president at last year's award ceremony in September. Also mentioned on the front page, 3 women and 2 men die of COVID. So that takes us up to 27 deaths. And cases so far, well, as of this morning, is 1,797 cases overall.
Wow.
And that is the front page of the Second Daily. We have any final there?
And the final recipe for disaster, showing a model of people outside a bank in downtown Port of Spain yesterday. You know, the social distancing seems, well, kind of non-existent from the look of the picture here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it looked. Like, it just looked like a crowd of people.
It just looked like a crowd, yeah.
Yeah. Also, as you said, President postpones national awards. Psychiatrist on doubling of COVID-19 deaths in TNT. A reality check. It is a reality check. And we have to... We have been saying this over and over on radio and for me on TV as well. And we saying it over and over. Guys, please wear your mask. Social... We giving all the rules every single day. You're hearing... public service announcements, PSAs with it, you're hearing everything, and sometimes, you know, people not adhering to it, and you must do that because you don't want to end up in a monkey pants. You understand? You really don't want to end up there, and yeah, right? We can't say it enough, and we'll say it again. You know? Please, just do the right thing. I mean, the little ones, try them as much as possible for them to wear their masks as well. Sure. You know, I saw this morning on the promenade I was passing, and you know, everybody was wearing their masks. I did not look in the direction of the South drivers.
You did?
Yeah, I did not.
So you allowed them today, basically?
Yeah.
Not intentionally?
Not intentionally. Probably something caught my eye on the next side.
Right.
I really didn't look. So I don't know, but I mean, yesterday they were wearing masks, although 2 of them had the masks under the chin talking to one another. So, you know, I like to check on them, you know?
Yeah.
Many parents opting for curbside pickup at bookstores, yeah? A lot of parents opting for that, and virtual autumn opening September 16th, you know? And the president postponing national was indefinitely, you know?
You can't see right now, please?
Yeah, boy.
You really can't see them?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
And in La Saiva Road in Maraval, the road fell in. So the Minister Sinanan, Minister of Works and Infrastructure, is saying that relief soon for La Saiva Road residents. So, you know, on television, the big machines out there and they're working, and you know, so I'm hoping that they will get the relief soon. And it looks like they'll get it soon, you know? Yeah, so, yeah, Malzo.
Hey, well, let's dive in. I know we have a sip just now.
Yeah, we sipping today, Wednesday. I was going through going through the box, and I saw, a sugar on us taxi driver. When they come in his car, he has a spray bottle with rubbing alcohol, and the man they spray everybody on,
Well,
just to make sure, everybody.
And I endorse that.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I like that. I want to say, as the person said, they say hats off to this guy. They didn't say a name, but he works sugar on us, in the sugar on us area.
See, so, no, you can't take anything as a disrespect, Prevention is better than cure.
Yeah.
You dig? So if you see somebody sanitizing plenty, or, asking you to sanitize, don't take it personal.
Yeah,
don't think they're coming at you. Don't think they're scrutinizing, or they think you are not clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's just safety measures, And everybody had to prevent and protect themselves, I should say, and their families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a time now where, each one had to look out for each one.
Because a man watched me funny yesterday. Like, I stopped in that mountain. I was going by the grocery. And I didn't see him in a while, and he come give me a bunks now.
Mm-hmm.
And I give him an elbow.
Elbow, yeah.
And he watched me kind of funny now. I really didn't even stop to talk. I just...
Yeah, people have to let go of that feeling. Yeah. How long we saying that? Months,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, saying that long.
You got to let go of them feeling. It ain't no bunks and handshake and hug up and brethren shoulder to shoulder. Now, elbow, move on, or heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love and move on.
Yeah, you're lucky if you get elbow.
Yeah, right, move now, on.
If you get elbow, I consider it.
That was saying, says, really, hey, everything good? Nice, and you're gone. Yeah. Move on.
They're not personal.
Yeah, so hats off to that sugar on a driver. So,
yeah, well done.
Somebody sent a picture there, the Paista boy. And they slam into the radio and the Paista, the nice picture. Well, if I could have reached a Paista this morning, Miles.
Is
in Palmyra? You probably stop. Seven.
Right, cool. That what? What's that? That is hard. That was good enough.
Hey, let me jump inside. Let me take a sip. I saw a video with a lot of people going to a place, and apparently that place is one of the places that doing the so-called susu. I think you're bringing 15,000 and they get 120,000.
You're bringing 15.
Yeah, and again, 120.
Okay.
That's what I saw. I don't know if it's confirmed information, but a lot of people, they were heading to the wherever the venue was.
Right.
To drop in, I guess, the 15.
You see, it's so... It's so weird, boy, please, because, the times that we're living in now, and the financial strain that people are going through, everybody looking for a way to make extra money.
Yeah, to get extra money, boy.
And
some people might take the last 15, or the last 5, or the last 3-5, or how much ever the transaction. Because I don't want to call it a scheme.
Yeah, the transaction requires.
Yeah, whatever the transaction say bring, they
based
go
on
bring.
Whichever plan you sign up for.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a case where some people saying that they're getting their money,
Yeah, some people saying they're getting their money, and some people saying they're not.
Yeah.
I know people who had to take back their money and thing and was back at hell. You understand? And I know people who they get their money and they're gone.
Yeah.
So people hoping that they are the ones who get their money and control. And there will be people who get their money, That's for this. That's for it to continue.
Yeah.
To show, hey, look, Miles getting money. Look, Blaze getting money.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Skilly didn't get you on.
Unfortunately.
Everything, all investment, I guess, is a risk, yes? So, what we're saying is, if you're going to do the investment, the amount of people I saw yesterday, just make sure you're social distance.
In addition to that.
And wear a mask.
In addition to that, that's health-wise, protecting yourself. I think what you should also do is not take, or should not do, is not take your last 1,000 or your last 15 or your last 35
or whatever.
Whatever the amount of money is. Don't take your last now and put it.
Yeah.
Because it's a risk. And at the end of the day, you're not guaranteed that you're going to get back anything.
Yeah, because you remember the person who's selling it to you now will sell it to you as a guarantee,
yeah? Yeah, well.
Because it was sold to us when someone came to us as a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So just, you know, just if you have the money and you could risk it, you have the money to risk, then go ahead. If it's your last and your car, I can't afford to lose this, I could only afford to gain. I don't think it would be wise. Really. I wouldn't advise anyone to take their last and say, well, boy, it come like a kind of gambling. Almost like. Although people will say Blaze talking strippiness and thing, and he fight anything. I just say it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's just how we see it.
Yeah, doing anything and expecting more with a certain, and with a certain risk factor is a gamble.
Is a gamble.
You know? Mm. Yeah.
It was an escape now, right? Feeling for it.
Yeah, I could do it one more. I could do it something nice and not on my chest too. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody say Marlon Papa and have a thing, you know.
Wow.
I don't get catch with it already, I get catch years ago.
You don't ever forget, boy.
Nah, I don't forget. You see, Miles, I went through that.
No, not you.
Oh. Uh-huh.
They.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, I understand you not forget.
People, and I will never stop reminding people that Marlon Papinet is a thief.
Well, I know.
I will never stop doing that.
You stand for
it. Yeah. Till I old and gray, I will always say that. He will be part of my memoirs as a thief, Marlon Papinet. So I just, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I take a sniff. I want to sniff and sip. That's what the whole team endorses.
I'll sip. I will sniff.
Well,
I find the sniffing thing a little off.
Sniffing is a part of life.
It is.
And we like it.
Well, you seem to be the poster boy for sniffers.
Sniffers, yeah. Sniffers. Sniff and sip. Sniff and sip. Not just sniffing.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
Because I feel like now you're starting to walk around just sniffing things at a random right now. Hey, let me see. Hey,
all right. There you go, yeah.
Hey, what?
Coming back. You know, I mean, talking about the Susu schemes, the Susu transactions, you know, I would really like to learn a little bit more about it. I don't want to just
burn a fire.
Yeah, I don't want to just burn it down, because there have been people who have been, well, burnt with it, but then there are people who swear by it. You know, I was talking to a young lady and she swore by it, you know what I mean? So clearly it's working out for her and she is more than one chain, you know? So, I mean, I want to learn a little bit more about it. How does it operate? And I guess there are different tiers of investment. I saw one of our listeners, she said, she said she's in a $1,400. What do I call this? A susu? A pyramid? A flower? We call it a flower, because that's what they paint it as, right?
Well, yeah.
Adafadel. Right? She in a $1,400 Adafadel.
Adafadel, okay.
And she said she's getting her money on Friday.
Right.
You know, and I know people who, they received their money, and at the end of the day, I know people who did not.
Yeah.
You know, who asked back for the initial investment, and it was all kind of jump through hoops and things to get back. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's who running the daffodil.
Yeah.
You know, so I would like to learn a little bit more about it. And hear about it now, because I'm hearing is different ones. Is you would have won one miles for $400?
Yeah, it about one for $400. So you pay $400 and you get about $5,600.
Wow. But my whole thing with this is at the end of the day, Don't
invest.
Don't invest where your car afford to lose.
Yeah.
Right? If you know it's your last earners, mm-hmm. and boy, I had to get this thing, I can't afford to lose that, then that's not the right decision.
Yep.
If you know you could afford to lose $3,500, or I could afford to lose $15,000, I could afford to lose that, then go ahead.
Yeah.
Not saying that you will, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, it's a risk.
In case, it's a risk. Don't invest what your car afford to lose. You understand? I also got a thing from some English number or WhatsApp saying that, you know, the people is going to catch with this one too, saying that somebody leave money in a will and an insurance company in charge of the will and is an unclaimed permanent life insurance for $10 million and all kind of mad thing. And people is actually, I say like, yo, these people is people is actually reply to these things, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's all kind of steam passing left, right, and center. You know? So, just be careful, Nisha.
The thing I don't understand with the flower is the payment. In terms of, because what we were told, and you can correct me if I'm going off track, please, is that,
yeah,
you give a certain amount, and you're going to get how much of an amount at the end of a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure out how I'm getting all that money, and if Blaze and I sign up at the same time, if we going to get the same amount of money
at the same time.
Or is it a case where you'll say,
if well, I bring my investors
first? Yeah, we do everything
at the same time. Yeah.
So we sign up today, we get two people tomorrow, and everything moving. Is it at the end of the month I'm going to get, so let me say the 400. We both sign up with 400. Is it at the end of the month I'm going to get my 56 and you're going to get your 56? Because I'm trying to figure out where all that money coming from. Because based on what I saw one flower with about 9 petals or something like that, right?
Yeah. Apparently the 400, they say the 400, you get back 32.
Oh, okay.
That's another one. But they say you get back 32 minus admin fee. So you get back 2,700. You get 2,700 in your hand.
Well, Wesley said he could explain it. So yeah, Wesley, send the voice now. Send the voice.
So they say it's not an investment, it's a gift. Right? Let's try and investigate this on our Drama Wednesday. Because I might be thinking up the thing.
Yeah.
You know, and people genuinely say, hey. Yeah, they say everything is multiplied by 8. For 4, 8 are 32.
Right.
Everything is multiplied by 8.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So I clearly that person was selling a dream or something.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't remember the exact figure. So alright, but once again we're going with the flower of 9 petals, right?
Including it's not 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, yeah.
9 petals, including me.
Yeah.
I'm making up one of the petals, right?
Yeah.
So we're multiplying that. We all put in at the end of the month. We put in once. And getting 32. How is it that everybody getting 32 at the end of the month? Because this is what we were told.
Yeah, I pride myself in being somewhat of a mathematician, being good at math. You know, watching different investments and so on. But this one, you know, it kind of... So, you know, you had to back... Now, you have to back. You have to back up with two people. You have to in order to get your money.
Yeah.
You have to bring in two persons.
Yeah. Well, here, as we move along, people would explain and let us know. We have any commitments?
We could run in, you know.
Well, let's run in.
We somebody said they had to go with a blade to get a gift.
Wow. See, yeah, we are sitting here trying to figure it out. Let the callers let us know as we dive in.
Well, Nation, it is 6:53 in the nation's capital, and we welcome all and sundry to the greatest morning show ever since the invention of the history of the invention of this thing called the FM frequency.
my nation, we say welcome to drama. Yes. If you are calling us, call us at 624-1005 or 623-5001. And if you're hitting us up on social media, please use the hashtag Drama Wednesdays. Yes. Let us get inside now. Like somebody says, 700 for 5,600 in 1 week. That's what making it dread to, you know. Hello, good morning.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, good morning,
so
Bridget.
What is this? How come I get you first?
Well, I don't know. You call first. Like, this is not a flower, you know. You call first, you get you first.
Well, yeah, this. I didn't really call it for a big drama. I just call on a serious thing.
Talk to me.
You all find it have an influx of people. Like, when you're driving, like, people just running across the road to cross.
Well, that has always, to me, that has always been like, the case, sir.
But it's happening rampant these days. People just running across the road because they want to get to the other side. Gosh, people, take all the time.
Well, you had an incident?
Like, they see it and money given away when they get bongs.
No, but there was an incident with you? Why you brought this up?
Boy, this happening all week, right? You are finding.
Give us an instance.
Like, what make me call yesterday? Because now I coming up, I see the guy on the next side of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, just a couple of yards, and the man just used to run across the road.
In front of your vehicle?
In front of my vehicle. I was like, what going on? Come on, man.
And where this happened? Where this happened?
Oh, gosh, oh, God.
No, east, west, north, or south.
Because Miles go safe. Because Miles go safe, I tell you, which part it is.
It's in Belmont?
It's not in Belmont.
No, it's sour.
It's can't be sour.
It is sour.
Oh, gosh, I come sour too, but it's not. I not need to buy sour people.
No, I not bashing sour people.
No, where does that happen, sour? In the crazy?
People like to cross the road.
In the crazy? In the crazy?
Yes, my boss. Yeah,
I find here that it's come real different in that crazy by them lights, boy.
Yes, boy. All right, man. Have a good day. Everybody wear their mask.
Yes, brethren.
I'll tell my boss I sneeze in the open day. I could have hit him.
Right, you shut up. Yeah. Let's see what's sneezing in the open. Yeah, you need to be a little more careful and crazy. Hello, good morning.
Why it happened in summer?
Oh, gosh.
Because it's all them chemical and them in summer. When they're on cloud nine, running in front of vehicles.
I'm lying. All the wickedness hour, yes. All the wickedness hour, boy. Hello.
Morning, please.
Yes, good morning, brethren.
That's what I organize in a Spanish hat and susu, you know.
Brethren, don't call nobody on business.
100 ahead, 4 people, so it's 400, right?
Yeah.
Every month they get in the bus.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Too early for that?
Yeah, it is.
It's not even 7 yet, though.
It is. Look, somebody said work anyway. They get the thing and they collect this morning. So, it working for some... Now...
They collect this morning?
Apparently, where he went and collect this morning, early. Now, if I join that, they better the ramp with me, you know.
But, well...
Make sure your thing foolproof, you know. Because if I get ramp with... it now go nice, you know. It now go nice, you know, Miles. I'm telling you. Anybody that come to me with that, you better make sure it's foolproof, because it now go nice. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Your name will reach in Parliament. Yes, good morning.
Morning. Drama Wednesday.
Yes, brother.
I send a WhatsApp explaining a video explaining it. Right. Look for 379 and see if all you understand it better.
379.
Alright. Yeah. Cool.
Let me see. I seen a video here. The video is about 1 minute and 2 seconds.
Yeah. Check that video.
Okay. Okay. All right,
cool.
All right, brother. Thanks, sir. Yeah. Somebody say they invest 100 and they're expecting 1400. So like it have baby, it have little ones.
So they tell me multiply by 8.
Well, this person like them multiplying by 14.
You see what I said? Is that no structure?
Well, I guess it's wherever, however it run.
However.
But it's maths. It's maths working out. So we have mathematicians, plenty mathematicians in this country. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, Trucky, you okay?
You on that truck?
Nah. I good.
Chucky ain't songing 200, you know?
Chucky ain't songing good at all.
Yeah, I got it, man.
Okay, all right. Right,
cool. That was a little better.
I just tell him, mom. Let's see.
Chucky, have you gone to the clinic or anything, Chucky?
No. Well, I went to the pharmacy.
No. Don't go to the pharmacy. Go to a clinic. Did you go for a test, Chucky?
Chucky, you can taste stuff now?
Yeah, I could
taste. Hello? Chucky, you cut off there. Now, somebody sent kind of a step-by-step of a gift. Flower. All right? Yeah, this one. I don't know if, you know, people could support or refute whichever one. Gift 400, right? They're gifting 400 again, back to the 200. But you have to re-gift 400. You pay the admins 200 and then gift 1500 for the next step. So your balance to take home is 1100.
Sorry, you're gifting 4, you're getting 32.
You have to re-gift 4 out of the 32.
So why re-gift any 4 if I didn't know how to give 15?
Well, I don't know. You're probably doing the 4 to support the fours and them. Down.
Right.
Down the ladder. Or on the outer bands of the flower. So you're supporting them to keep it running on the outer bands.
Right.
And then
you jump into a new pattern.
And then you jump into a new flower. A new part of the flower. Okay. Which is the $1,500 step. Right? So you're coming again and again, right? Step 2, the 1500 you gift will pay you 12,000. Now you had to re-gift the 15.
Right. Which has nothing to do with me anymore.
Right.
So I'm maintaining the 15.
You're maintaining the 15. Then you pay the admins 5, because the admins had to run the flower.
Right.
Had to water the flower and give it fertilizer and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Could have insects could bite the flower.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then gift $3,500. So you're going up on our next level of the flower, say.
Yeah, move to our next flower.
You give 3,500 and your balance to take home will be 6,500. Initially, it would have been 12,000.
Supposed to be 12.
Right?
So I spent 5,500.
Huh?
So I spent 5,500.
Yes. So then you do so now, because that was the 1,500. Now, you're going into a $3,500 realm.
So you're going to make 5,000 there?
Yeah, you're going to a $3,500 realm. Mm. So the 35 will gift you 28,000. Mm. And then you had to re-gift the 35.
Right. To support the 35.
To support the 35 was coming up. Pay the admins a grand, 1,000.
Mm, 45.
And you had to gift 9,200 for the next step.
What?
Right, so your balance to take home is 14,300.
Right, so you can leave out this 13,700.
Yeah, right.
13,700, you paying out, and you take home 14,300.
Right. So step 4, the $9,200 now. You're in a different realm now.
Mm-hmm.
So the 9,200, apparently, the payout is 73,600.
Yeah.
You have to regift the 92.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay the admin $2,400.
Mm-hmm.
And the take home is 62,000. And I think that is the end of that one. So it's one round per hand, and you could gift as many 400s as you like, no limitation. So you just, it's about gifting and regifting, investing and reinvesting.
So when you reach the 92, and you get how much? You said 60 something.
Yeah, 68,000. I lost the...
Yeah, 60-something.
Yeah.
What? So you just stay there, lineman on that floor? Is it what?
Well, you come out the flower when at that point in time you're out of the flower and you had to start over, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
So it's like that.
No, somebody's saying it have different structures and different admins with different rules.
Right.
So it's according to, you need to know who you're coming by and they need to explain it to you.
Okay.
But you also ought to know that it have admin fees. It have hidden fees. So you might say, well, boy, I let's say $1 and I gain $28. About that $28. You're thinking, well, you plan for the $28 now. About that $28, you might be only getting 14 or 13 because of the admin fees and the reinvestment and all of that. You know what I mean? So it's something that I would tell folks to walk with your AdMats book. Forget the name of our AdMats book in Sour Sec. That had a blue book with grid lines on it. Walk with your AdMats book. And some people say not all groups have AdMats. So it's different styles. So, you know?
Right. You see this?
Some don't have admin fees, somebody saying here. Somebody say it how one way you're earning US, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so. So they say, someone saying it's simple. The reason you have to re-gift your initial is because you had to help somebody else get theirs, which we understand.
Yeah.
Because you must do that. So this person is saying, you know, the system is designed to help people. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody say if I join a flower. No, me enjoy no flower.
No, you sound very interested in.
No. You know why I sounded that way? Because, you see, I don't want to. I'm seeing people saying they benefit.
It will gain for that.
So I don't want to just burn it down 100 now. I wanna be a little more understanding. I know I am not a part of that.
Right.
I know I cool. I good. You know what I mean? I good. But I'm saying some people living by it. Apparently, look, people swaying by it. So at the end of the day, I wanted to learn a little bit more about it because remember, I'm burning it down based on, well, I not going through that.
Right.
You know, so I wanna kind of peg back a little bit and at least learn about it and hear what it is. You know? To give people a fair chance. So I guess you know, that's how it goes. So it's different ones. So you ought to know, someone said the advice they would give is get in early on one. The earlier you get in, the better for you now.
Because you're
in early, you're quicker, you move on.
Okay.
And you can move on, well, get out there.
Okay.
You know? So yeah.
Okay. What we do?
Well, yeah. Right. You gotta get in, you know? And we deal with we flower here.
We do record it.
Well, nation, it is that time again. Let us get in now, let us get in this drama Wednesday. A letter flower talk. We are just trying to understand the system. People asking me if I invest in it. No, I invest in it. I just reading things that people say. Mm-mm. I'm very skeptical with them things. Hello, good morning.
Please, morning.
Yes, brethren.
All of these people who invest in the money.
Yes.
You see the money they owing people? I hope they pay it back to you. That's what I had to say.
So you're saying that there are people who are investing and they owing people and they're not paying?
Okay, all right.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, morning. I wanna say something. I don't know if you all would agree with me.
Yeah, you're, go ahead.
You all in a very influential position, and I listened to you all speaking about this gifting and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Ultimately, I know people benefiting now, but what that is a pyramid, and that model is not sustainable.
It is not sustainable. And I've been saying that from the start, if you were listening.
So even people who say get in, get out, what you're actually doing is taking somebody money and moving away, and ultimately somebody in the end is going to feel the brunt of it.
Whoever left at the, or the outer fringes.
Exactly.
So, or the bottom of the pyramid.
At the end of the day, it's going to crash. It's going to feel as though something is going to be wrong for long. Even when you watch the big ones, these teams, Alan Stanford, Bernie Madoff, those fellas run those things with billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And ultimately it crashes.
It crashed, yeah.
So I would tell people to stay away from that. If you feel that, yes, you're getting and getting, but ultimately you're taking somebody money, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
They feel good about that, well, I don't know. But I wouldn't advise, I'm not saying you're promoting it, but at the end of the day, people are going to feel the hurt, and I don't know if it may reach as far as court and that kind of thing, but ultimately people are going to feel the hurt. So that is just my 2 cents on that.
We appreciate it very much, buddy. I wouldn't say I'm promoting it because I'm not telling people to go and invest. But it's our responsibility to find out about things. Sometimes, yeah, you're bundling something, but you need to find out what is what. And as you say, you know, it's something that we Miles and I try not to call it a pyramid scheme because we've been calling it that.
Yeah, that's what we said it was.
That's what we said it was. We came into a point of understanding this morning to say, well, how does this really operate? Yeah. No, we're not going to invest, and we're not encouraging people to invest. And we know that it is ultimately a pyramid scheme, and it would crash.
Yeah, but to the caller, I mean, why we started having this discussion is because we realize that people, they're doing it no matter what. Whether we say
yay or nay,
they're doing it.
Yeah.
Right? And what we said initially was, don't invest what you can not lose. So if it is, you know to yourself, this is your last 1500.
Do not invest that.
Do not invest
it. Because your head could hurt.
With the hopes that you're going to get how much ever.
Yeah.
Right? And then you end up in a monkey pants.
Yeah.
So that's how the topic started. I'm not too sure if you heard the start.
Yeah, he probably didn't. Because all we're saying is that at the end of the day, and this is any investment, anywhere.
Yeah, no matter
what. No matter what. Do not invest what you cannot afford to lose.
Yeah.
That is the fundamental thing about it. Whether it's susu, whether it's ponzi, whether it's flour, whether it's water, fire, whatever the case may be.
Brimstone and lava.
Brimstone and whatever you call your thing, whatever it is, do not invest what you cannot afford to lose.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's a big company is crashing, you know, with building an established thing, you know. So just understand yourself, because you could put yourself in a monkey pants. Eh? That's all we say. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
I'm Marco.
Where are you trying to get?
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, brothers. Good morning.
Yes, brethren.
My brother's next elections are looking for 700,000 votes and everybody getting 1 million. It guaranteed.
Yeah.
It only have an administration fee of 200 million.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
This is Rudal.
Thank you. Somebody said their mom always told them, if you can't buy something twice, then you can't afford it.
Yeah.
That's a good measuring tape too.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Chama, hello.
Welcome, Bridgen.
I want to agree with the caller who opened up the segment. You cannot be looking for two people, owing 10 people, owing Island Finance, owing court. I want to tell my neighbor, stop calling my phone.
All right, Bridgen, you need, why your neighbor calling your phone?
Because he's looking for me to be one of the two people.
Oh, you mean for to bring in the scheme?
Yes.
The flower or whatever.
And I know he's owing cost because he had me as a reference. So please.
Bridget,
Brethren, brethren,
looking at this as a way out.
Brethren, this is east, west, north, or south?
This is in Grandy.
This is in Grandy.
I find Grandy.
So yeah, I find Grandy. Yeah, Grandy name calling plenty. So you're saying that your Grandy neighbor, right? Hello?
He gone. And that's a good thing. I'm happy he gone.
I want to talk gallery.
No, I can't have
you. You see, going. This is what. Hello, good morning.
How you going to start drama with financial knowledge? You ain't going to get no drama.
No, well, I mean, you know, sometimes we want to bring a little consciousness state to it.
That's on a Wednesday.
All right. But we still don't want people to invest wrong, too.
No, I agree with you. But it's very, very simple for people to understand.
Yeah.
If there is no interest being earned, your money is coming from someone else.
Right.
And when you run out of new people to provide money, all it's doing is you're putting money above you and you're putting money below you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go up, you will get money.
Right.
When you have no new investors, as what they call them, because I wouldn't call them investors. I would call them companies.
Right.
There are no new money coming in. It have no money to get.
So there's a bus.
So people will, you will get catch, people will bust. It going and happen. And everybody who put their money early will get plenty money. And people who coming in late will get catch.
Yeah, they will get shaft.
They will get shaft hard. And then they go on a quarrel for their money.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The difference between this scheme and a normal pyramid scheme is this one, you pay it up and below.
Oh, pyramid is just pay up.
Pyramid is just pay up. And the difference between this and a SOSU, as soon as you get back the majority of where you're putting, the only thing you might get charged is an admin fee, if any admin fee is getting charged at all.
Yeah.
You understand? Because I have been in SUSUs where you get exactly where you're putting. Just
and that's why I'm saying, SUSU, yeah, there's just exactly where you're putting, you get out, and you continue investing after until the cycle finish.
Some people get it early, and then some people you get it late. If you get it late, you might as well save your money in your pocket.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
If it have no interest being earned, like the banks and these other businesses who invest your money into stocks. If it have no interest being earned, your money coming from somebody else. Simple. Right.
Understood.
All right. Yeah, fellas. Now back to the drama.
All right, my brethren. Yes, goodness. Yeah. It's simple maths, but you see here what happened. The reason why this get big now, I've been told this around a little while, a few years, But
in,
the reason
in
why
Trinidad?
In Trinidad,
okay,
at least for the last 2 to 3 years,
okay.
But the reason why it gets so big now,
people
looking for it more now,
yeah,
because of the COVID-19 situation,
yeah,
with job and pay cuts and people holding their heads. So they're looking at these schemes now as a quick turnover to pay bills and whatever the case may be. So that's why now it flourishing like this.
No pun intended.
Yes, but only just be careful. Hello.
Please.
Talk to me, Virgin.
Morning.
Morning.
Hita?
Please, you see that kind of advice you give me? They make me feel they just go and smoke out 10 pounds a week, yes?
What advice is that?
I swear to God, boy. You still have to tell them people them working so hard for the money to do that stripping into the money, please?
Huh? Well, I mean, you know, we just saying be careful.
In this hard COVID time, my Blaze, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
All of them is cock and hole, boy.
Alright, hater, you don't know. Hater.
Yeah, I don't understand the seriousness of the matter. Plenty of people looking for a way out.
Yeah, they're looking for bills piling up.
As much as
bills piling up.
You are in a position where you could say, I'm not going through that. And give thanks for that. But plenty of people looking for a way out.
Somebody asking by chance if I know Dwight York running one. Well, if you.
I don't think you should.
Well, if you're running one, man, what?
You sign up on the title.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Blaze, morning.
Yeah, morning, Bridget.
I real sorry to hear where you went through, boy, Blaze, boy.
What is that?
It real hurt my heart to hear where you went through that, boy. How you feeling now?
I don't know with what.
When blacks bullets hit you in your face.
Brethren, I never say them thing, you know, miles.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC
week.
Network, and Guardian Media.
We didn't know about that last week.
Miles, I don't know about that. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Blaze.
Yeah, morning, Brethren.
I just saw your man from Irene, and I lose my deposit.
Okay, so, bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, morning, Brethren.
Yeah, all you want some drama?
Yeah, talk to me.
the person who on Facebook going by John E. King. Well, they know who is that?
No, we don't know who is that.
John E. King.
That is the AKA Shirley. Yes.
So somebody's on Facebook as John E. King.
Yes.
E as in the letter E.
Yes. Remember last week your boss had mark about the individual working John Dickinson?
That's what someone said, yeah.
Well, right. So my journalistic instincts kicking. Big up to all intermediate brothers. Maizo.
Oh, what's he saying?
And I could give all your real name. So anytime he call in any program, mm-hmm. it's Bacchanal.
So why so hold on. So what's his real name?
You really want me to call it, everybody?
Well, yeah, let's go, yes, because at this point.
Well, yeah. So the you did an investigation.
The surname is Etienne, and I will leave it as that.
That's Shirley's surname?
Yes.
And he's really working down Dego Martin?
Yes. Hold on.
Is his first name John?
Let me just ask one question. He didn't go intermediate, right?
No, he just bigger.
I just want to make sure.
You know what school?
I went intermediate. You know what school Shirley went? No. I will have to do more research.
So ETN.
Yeah, but he's really that kind of
all right.
Fish. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you gave us enough. Thanks.
Okay.
Right. Thanks.
Have a nice day.
Now we cannot confirm this. We cannot confirm this. This could be a man trying to put John E. King in place. We saying that here on the radio, eh? This could be a man trying to put John E. King in place. We don't know. Right? We don't know. For sure. Hello. Because people done started sending man profile already. Hello. Yeah, about 20 people. Hello.
Grandma.
Welcome, brethren.
Oh, welcome.
Hey, Jama.
Mm-hmm.
A woman in Monco Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They did a test on her.
Mm-hmm.
For COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They did not get the results, and they send the woman exposed to other nurses in the hospital to do an operation, and they don't have the proper gear.
Mm-hmm.
That is one.
Mm-hmm.
Two. About the first citizen back in town just now.
Mm-hmm.
Two people passed by. One is a security, the other one is a teller in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
They have on no mask and they tell everybody good morning. They have on mask.
So them pass everybody, have on no mask and telling everybody morning. Nah, that can't be so. I can't believe that one. Wow, look at people. Guys, here we're going on. We don't know for sure. Miles, the amount of people send that profile. We don't know for sure. We just telling people we don't know for sure.
That's what
it is. That's the air. Hello, good morning.
Yes. Hello, morning, Blaze.
Morning, my brethren.
Miles, yeah. Watch me. I don't call him to the station, but I listen to you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this thing with this money scene.
Yeah.
We Trinidadians need to be very careful. If we look back and remember when the Hindu Credit Union came on the scene.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember your borrow X, your invest right. X, and you're getting a big amount.
Right. And the other credit unions had a platform. You have one, you get two borrow. They were given extra, and that's a credit union,
right?
They falter a few years after.
They did,
right?
Yeah.
I just read a lot. Mm-hmm. I read about in America. I don't know if you ever heard about the Enron company.
Yes, we did.
I read about it, and
yeah.
nobody was asking where the money coming from or how they made doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But as Miles said, as I listened to Miles just now, as he said. Yes, people desperate, and I could understand that. People will go into it.
People will get through.
But in the end, as our next fella said,
I think people who reach quick, who reach soon,
they will get through. And as the fella said, somebody has to pay
for that getting through.
Yes. So Trinidadian, as Blaze and Miles telling Ollie, please listen, stay away from this thing. If you're getting early, you may get you. But you see in the long run, remember this nation. This thing is going to fall.
But remember, even when you get through, I mean, we're not telling people go early and get through, because remember, you're getting through at somebody's expense, eh?
Right, well, yes.
So you're still doing an injustice, if that's the case, eh?
Yes. So I just want the nation to only remember the Hindu Credit Union and go and read up on the Enron company that started in the state and how they fell.
Mm-hmm.
Read up on it, and you all will understand and realize, yes, we're in a desperate situation, and when people hear about money, people just go crazy, Blaze.
Yeah, they will, yeah. Especially now.
So, Trinidadians, all your nation, be careful.
Well said, thank my brethren. Much, well said,
man. Yeah, man.
Yeah. And the next question, you gotta pass it in front of your mouth. And the next question is this legal? That's the next question. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Yeah, I'm
Yes, Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
I'm teaching some sign language class. You wanna learn?
You're teaching some sign language classes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wanna learn?
Of course, everybody wants to learn sign language.
Well, I especially want to teach Bravo. Because the real just
wait, which Bravo? Mind. Which Bravo?
Big Bravo. Oh my gosh.
Well, it's just a style, you know, brethren.
No, that we call Ebete.
No. Don't do the man that.
You need to learn sign language.
Brethren, please don't do Bravo that. You know, Bravo just accomplished 500 wickets in T20. A great accomplishment. Hello.
Morning.
Bye, brethren.
Private, yeah, boy.
Private, what going on with you, boy?
I know, man. What I'm saying, all the fellas get one of them automated voicemail thing now.
Why?
So I'm going to be pressing call right here and I'm walking. Okay, just wait.
So you called me for this morning, private. What's up?
No, well, I run a little pyramid scheme right now.
Seriously?
And that's a sound scheme, you know.
What's your criteria?
My criteria, just come with your 7,000 and you mightn't get it back, but, you know? That's how I do it right now.
That's how you're doing it?
Yeah.
So come with 7,000, you mightn't get it back.
Mm-hmm.
But come still.
I know.
But come still.
Come through now, man. I'm going to take your money.
All right. Well,
I'm going to have a P-Rock line up to go Grenada.
All right. Have a good one, huh?
Have a good day, private.
Hold it on, man.
Yeah, private. Let this stay private. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
So I'm calling to shed a little light on the little Sufu thing, right?
Yeah, talk to us.
I'm in a few.
Yeah, what?
I in a few. I put my mother told me don't put all my eggs in the same basket.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I distribute it out. And I've gotten paid out.
So how much is this? $100, $400, so $3,500?
So I am in a $400, mm-hmm. a $700, a $1,400, and a
$3,500. Wow.
I've gotten paid out for the $400, mm-hmm. the $1,400. I'm supposed to get paid out for the $700 coming Friday, mm-hmm. and the $3,500 normally takes about 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's later on.
Mm-hmm.
When I started, you just get your two people. Remember, they were asking for two people because in order for it to continue going, you need people to join because your money actually paying me. And somebody else money paying you.
Yeah, the pyramid had a bill up.
Right. But what they started doing is telling you that when you're joining, the first time you get your payout, whatever amount you initially put in, they're taking it as a security fee.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case something happens, you get back your money in your hands.
In case it crashes.
Mm-hmm. In case people stop coming in and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Everybody will still get back the money in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that they started doing recently because in a few of them crash and I've heard people quarreling, they want their money.
Mm-hmm.
So the security fee, I believe, is a good initiative so that if you never get a payout, if you get a payout, your $400, your $700, your $1,400 sure to come back in your hand.
So tell me something. How did you get into this? Was it somebody called you on the phone or you was looking for investment? What?
I took a while before I joined because I heard about it. I saw Sergeant Alexander talking about it. And I said, see me pay my money there. And then I started to see people who I know personally
mm-hmm.
buying stuff. They paying off the bills. I still going to work every day, sit down. I can't clear this bill yet, paying off course. And then I say, you know what? Let me try my hand. Mm. And I started with the 400 and I got the payout and I was like, you know what? Let me start putting in and it has been paying off so far.
So you had to pay admin fees and all of that? Or could they say that some have no admin fee? And
well, the ones I am in has admin fees, but to be fair, admins have a lot of work. Like one of the groups I am in has over 1,000 tutors. So that's like 100 and something flowers. That has to be checked, fixed every day. Because every time somebody gets a payout, they have to sit and it's not something on the computer. It's literally erase your name, tie back your name. So it's a lot of work.
Right.
And these people have their day jobs.
Right.
So some of them, the admin fee is like 100, some is 150. I guess the more money you invest, the admin fee will be a little more. But when you think about it, if you invest 400 and your payout is 3,000 and admin taking 500, you still winning because you're going home with way more than what you invested in the initial start.
Let me ask you something. Do you believe that it would crash?
I believe that all good things come to an end, yes.
So you believe that it would crash?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, we wish you all the best and we hope that you get through with the 35 and you continue going forward. And if you don't get through the 35, I hope that you call us and let us know too.
I will.
Goodness.
I will. All right. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Same to you, darling. Be safe. Yeah. So she, this is why we just open it up. Because look, she says she getting through. And was she hoping for the 35? But she says she getting through. Somebody says she's an admin. Hello, good morning. People out here wicked, yes? Hello.
Hey, Mughal. Morning, my brother.
Yeah, brethren. Morning.
Okay. God, boy, I like the advice you're giving the people, encouraging them to join up your flower.
No, brethren, I'm not encouraging nobody to join no flower. I don't have no... The only flower I have is flower from Ibis. It's Ibis National Flower Mills. That's the flower I have. Yeah.
It's not you who are the one on Lavanty Road.
No, I don't know anything about anything on Lavanty Road, my brethren. Like that.
I want to ask something this morning, Mughal, because I know you're a man of many words and wisdom. All down in your big toe.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
Mughal, I want to inquire. So you know anything about a Hebrew?
A Hebrew?
Yeah, a Hebrew.
What about
what? Yeah, what is Hebrew?
No, well, I've seen certain men in the entertainment industry posting that now there's a Hebrew.
Well, I know Orlando Octave has always been a Hebrew.
Yeah.
I know him as that, yeah.
Right. But other persons, not him.
Yeah, okay. I know a man joined recently.
I guess they find the
man who joined recently, is that the man that you cut his ass in San Fernando?
Is
that the same man you beat up in South?
No, I never beat up anybody in South. Sorry, I don't know anything about that. Yeah. I never beat up nobody in South. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
My opinion with regards to this whole piece of thing, because I myself involved in four.
Oh, you're in four? What are the investments like? Investments like in the four?
So my,
the gifts.
Two initial investments were for $700, and then I did one for $850, and I also did one for $3,500.
Right.
Now the $700 one I've been paid out in both.
How much money you got back?
I got back $5,600, of which I had to re-gift $700, not reinvest. Re-gift.
So you just re-gift, not reinvest.
There's a difference between re-gifting and reinvesting, which a lot of people have not grasped as yet. So I re-gifted $700. I am also involved in a $3,500 one, of which I have been paid out as well.
So you've been paid on that $3,500 as well?
Yes, I have.
How much you got?
Of which I got $28,000 in cash, of which I re-gifted $3,500.
And you had the rest?
And an admin fee of $500. So I went home with $24,000. I believe when you re-gift, that $3,500 goes towards the other person that is coming behind you.
Well, yes, it does, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
And for me, I think one of the ways it could combat this thing crashing is if they did it in cycles. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys.
So you 100 people invest, you pay in batches of 25.
That's for four payouts, yeah.
Right. Those people regift. Of that regift, you then pay the second cycle. I don't know if this making sense to you, but it kind of making sense to me. I could be wrong, you know, but this is just my humble opinion.
Right.
So as with anything, there are risks, no reward.
Yeah.
I think if you go into it and do your due diligence and you invest with people who have impeccable reputations and are in this truly to help another person, the person is trustworthy. You have to go into it with somebody that you believe or that you know to be trustworthy, then there should not be a problem. Also, the people who are doing these things, I believe initially should have some sort of financial backup plan.
In case it crashes.
So should something go wrong, you can at least return the person's initial investment. The people who are this, there should be no denying the veracity of this pyramid thing they have going on. I don't want to call it a scheme. I don't want to call it a scam. Because it's not to a lot of people. Because people have benefited.
Do you believe it would crash and leave some people out in the wilderness?
I do believe that there is a possibility for some people to not get paid.
Right.
But again, as I said,
do you think that's fair?
I do not believe that that is fair.
Yeah.
But like I said, again, it all depends on the people that you're dealing with. If people who go into it, who start in it, have a backup plan, then nobody should be left out in the cold. Once you have a backup plan to repay people their initial investment, nobody should be left in the cold, not so?
Well, yeah, obviously. That's in a perfect world, eh?
Well, we don't live in a perfect world.
Exactly.
I went in Tennessee with, I say my prayers first, right? And I wake up, and I was at peace in my heart and at peace in my mind. They were both in sync, and I put God on my back. And I went forward, no fear. Because once you go forward with God, you're supposed to have no fear. And it worked out for me. And I would pray that it worked out for everybody else.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Wait, you're more than welcome.
One question.
Hello?
Go ahead.
When you joined, you had to bring two people with you?
I did not.
You just joined and that was it?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So you just joined and wait?
I joined and I waited.
Okay, so you didn't get anybody else to invest?
I did invite other people to invest, but it was not a
mandatory
for me to bring somebody.
Right.
However, there's a psychological thing with that. When you tell me I have to bring two people, immediately I'm like, oh God, I'm going to look for two people now. But when you invite me to invest, and I invest, and it pays off for me, I'm excited to share this news with people that I care about. So I automatically want to say, listen.
All right, cool. But thank you so much. We heading to news, but thanks for your experience. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Nation. We heading to news next.
Well, this is Tall Prince and the Drama Wednesday. Drama Wednesday. Oh God, all you don't do me that. Turn it down, don't do me that.
Somebody asked if Drama Wednesday turned to Pyramid Wednesday. Yes. I got a note here, I got a press release, Miles and Nation. It was sent to me from someone at the Securities and Exchange Commission. All right, now I take a little excerpt here, a media release from the joint public advisory by the Trinidad and Tobago Securities and Exchange Commission, the Financial Intelligence Unit, the FIU. And the Trinidad and Tobago Central Bank. The Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago, right? And it says, the headline, the subject matter, is pyramid schemes marketed in Trinidad and Tobago. And I wouldn't read the whole press release, but this part here is very important to all our callers and friends and so on. It says, schemes outside of financial facilities, listen carefully, schemes outside of regulated financial facilities such as pyramid schemes promising exorbitant cash payouts pose a serious risk to those participating, including loss of their hard-earned money, In addition, recipients of these funds may not be able to determine its true origins, which means it could have money laundering in that.
Yeah.
Right? Which may be from illicit sources. You should therefore avoid pyramid schemes, right? Please know that any individual or entity promoting investment opportunities may be registered, must be registered with the TTSEC, that's the Trinidad and Tobago Securities Commission, right? Reporting entities should pay special attention to any unusual activity or transaction, and if it's suspicious, report it to the FIU. Right? And it says the regulatory authorities are advising the public to remain vigilant and report any fraudulent activity to the fraud squad. And in case you want to call the fraud squad this morning, the number is 625-2310 or 623-2644. Or at the fraud, that was the North Office at the fraud squad. South Office is 652-8594. And you can email the fraud squad at fraud@ttps.gov.tt. Alright? This release was since the 20th of August. So, friends, be wise. Be wise. And an avid listener and a brethren of ours, he sent a message to myself and Miles, and he said, hey, one of the people who talk there, there's an admin, they call him with that same talk, you know.
It sounded real good.
You see, hear what's going on, right? At the end of the day, when something is too good to be true, most of the time it is. Right? And
forward me that thing now.
I'll forward it.
Thanks.
And you have to be very wise. And I know it's desperate times, but you have to be wise. That is all we say. That is all we say. Right? Right. Hey, this nation unforgiving, you know. This is it. Hear what they say now, man. They know it has fraud squad officers in it, you know.
Yeah, me like
that. Nation, oh gosh.
It's nothing.
Oh gosh. We're trying to steer all you in the right direction.
Any commitment?
Huh?
Any commitment?
Miles, we have, but we have to get in this drama, you know. Well, nation, it is minutes. Oh, it is 20 minutes to 9. It is 20 minutes to 9.
Let's see if we can get some footage, though.
624-005-623-5001. It is drama. Yes. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Listen, Babylon System always trying to fight down this small man for taking a kakara.
I know this.
Let me tell you something, right?
Yeah.
A scheme that's not regulated, even though some might identify it as a pyramid scheme, it don't mean that it have to bust. Because what people don't appreciate is that a pyramid scheme could go circular, you understand? So the first man that invests get the money, and then down the road he reinvests again and become the last man.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you look at a financial institution, they need circular money too. Because if a bank have 100 people and 50 make a run on the bank, mm-hmm, then your funds had to get out. You understand?
Yeah, but you see, here what happened, right? Here what happened, buddy. At the end of the day, a bank have certain mechanisms in the background working for you, you know.
That is what it worry to think.
No, but the thing is, a bank have bankers, no, insurance. No. It have different things that in case something like that happens,
yes, my brother,
they can fall back on these things and your investment will be guaranteed.
That is why
they're saying that it's regulated.
Yes,
it's regulated.
Sound like a good citizen, right?
But no, we have to all be good citizens.
Yes, but I thought. But let me talk now, right? You see, what everybody they say all the time, I show these people the way of the outside of Babylon. Then, yeah, understand?
Right. Okay.
Right. The second thing is, you most likely will get your money back because money had a launder too. So sometimes the menas have like a $10 million to launder. They say bring $25 and I'll give you $100,000.
so that they can make their money look legit. You understand? So
to spend the money,
yeah. You helping man launder and they getting money, so it's a win-win. You understand?
So it would support the money laundering then?
Well,
that's what you're saying.
Yes, because if I had to look up for me, you understand? So if I make it a little kakara, I will support the laundering.
All right, brethren. Well, all the best.
Thank you, all the best, and long live this one man, Susu.
All right, brethren. Okay. Now, I'm not calling that a Susu.
You can't.
I'm not calling it a Susu because it's a Susu is something else. That is not a Susu.
Susu is a savings plan.
Right? A Susu, yes, is a savings plan amongst people. As they say, the small man, the poor man, and the money circulate. Mm-hmm. And what you put in is what you get out. A Susu doesn't promise somebody to put in $1 and you'll get $10.
Yeah.
A Susu is tell you, here we're going. You're paying $5, you get $5, and if it have admin fee, we take away a cent.
Yep.
Right? That's it. So don't call it no Susu, don't call it no investment. Do not do that. Hello.
Drama.
Yes.
Blaze Miles.
Yes.
Blaze. Scientists.
Yes.
Historians. Everybody try to figure out how they build the pyramids in Egypt.
Yeah.
And up to now they don't know how they build it. Right. So why are we trying to build pyramids in Trinidad and Tobago? Is it ultimate that this thing will crash? Blaze, you could talk until your mouth bleed. Leave them like they lost their money.
All I want
the hard way.
I want them to. I don't want anybody to lose their money. So that's Blaze, why we're talking.
They harden. And they will need what's happening until they get you.
Yes.
Let it get you. Right? And then Blaze, and putting that aside, it have police and all starting this thing too. So trust me.
Police starting it?
Yes, they're starting their own permit. You understand? My girl get invited into one.
So and is that police running it?
What?
And is that police running it?
She going, I warn she going in early, so she should get you.
Okay, all right.
All right, fella, God bless you.
All right, the man said he tells she going early, you know. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Blaze, morning.
Morning, my brethren.
Morning.
And click go crash.
Yeah?
Right. Blaze, you own a vehicle, right?
Yeah.
And every year you're paying insurance.
Yes.
So let me say, you pay insurance for 10 years, and they decide you don't want to drive again. You get back any money?
No.
All right. Let me tell you something. Why it is when the poor people and the middle class people kind of find a way to get through in life? I mean, yeah, it's a risk and thing, and I understand only telling people, well, you know, watch all yourself and thing.
Yeah.
But let me help one another, because the Chinese doing it, all them groups, them Chinese have, how you feel again? Let me be real.
I don't know.
Now you're not telling you. The whole of the bamboo. Let me ask you a question. When they go down in the bamboo for parts, right? Who own the bamboo down in there? Everybody come together and build the thing down in there.
Right.
Right? So, why when middle class and poor class people get a little chance to do something? Time's hard. You understand? To all the people who not investing, who not doing it, or shut them out. If all they don't want to do it, or shut them out.
And what about the people who lost their money already? What do you tell them? Because people are calling and saying they ain't get it.
Blaze, I further lose money doing all kind of thing. You understand? I spend money to buy Fed tickets and the Fed cancel and never get back my money.
Mm.
You understand? So in life, sometimes when you invest in things, they might lose all the money. But at the end of the day, it's people benefiting. You understand? Look, I do one for $100. I gain back $800. I get me $800. I buy 2 tires for my car. You see where I'm coming from, Blaze?
Yeah.
You understand? So.
Yeah.
Some people go like it, some people ain't go like it. Who don't like it, I'll show them out and go all the way because click will crash and plenty of people ain't get back their money yet. Later.
All right, brethren. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, morning.
Yes, good morning.
Right, so I'm listening on the radio about the Susu thing, right? So
it's not a Susu. It's not a Susu.
Well, the investment then.
It's not an investment.
Because well, what?
It's a flower.
Yeah, the flower. Let's stick with the flower.
Well, yeah, the flower. What I just calling to tell people, right? As the man said just now, it is a true thing, but there's some people on the outside want to make it a scam and wanted to make it look bad and make people feel that they're losing their money because I throw two already and last as I collect my money. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody looking for, you know, honest dollar, whatever. It's not like somebody thieving the money. They just invest in their money and they get them back more money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I want the people on the outside who doing this and taking people money and not giving them back, stop making it look so bad. Because everybody just trying to help everybody out there.
But how y'all know who is who then?
Well, the person I'm throwing it with is the person I know. It's like, because I would advise everybody, do not throw it with somebody you do not know. So, throw it with somebody that you know.
So look for friends, that's what you're saying.
But yeah, look for somebody who you know and who you could trust, because there's plenty of people outside here doing it and people just going with people that don't know, and that is why people are getting their money lost.
Understood. All right, okay.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one, huh?
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is the trending. This is the trending drama.
Boy. Yeah, it is. We can't stop it. It going. This is a pyramid drama. Hello, good morning.
Yes, fellas, morning.
Talk to my brethren.
What I notice is that if anything that people, like the banks especially, or financial institutions see that if you can make a little something on, they try to denounce it. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a financial institution, and my taxes, my fees is more than my profit. So what is that? Yes. So until the government and whoever regularize banks where they shouldn't be advantaging people, they should leave people when there is a chance, yes? But let it be up to me. Because I tell you, when I watch my charges for a month and I watch my interest, I am being robbed from the financial institution. So if somebody, they're not quick turnover, quick profit, take the chance and see. That's just my 2 cents.
But hear this one. Hear what I want to ask, right? In terms of that, you know, I always think, I don't only think about the winners, right? I also think about the losers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for people that lost their hard-earned money, what regrets they have?
Well,
if
you take a chance, as in anything, you take a chance, right?
Yeah.
If you happen to lose your money, it is unfortunate. We not encouraging people to lose their money, right?
But what about the people who do lose their money and who have lost their money?
It is unfortunate, and if you have any legal recourse, you could seek that option. My thing is, everybody loses in a bank. So why it is that the government are putting things in place where your fees should not be more than your profit? Right. If you're taking my money to invest, it's the same thing.
Right.
Just that they regularize, but it's the same robbery, if you understand what I'm saying, with less profit.
Right.
So it goes across the board.
Are you in one of the schemes?
I joined one. I recently joined, but I ain't collecting anything yet.
How much for how much?
I do have seven.
Seven? Give me how much?
$5,600. Yeah.
How long you had to wait?
Between 3 to 7 days.
3 to 7 days?
3 to 7 days. So digest now?
Yep. Digest now.
When
so
you join?
I'm waiting to see. Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
And if you don't get your money in 3 to 7 days?
Well, then that was my loss, because now I took the chance.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You shouldn't vex if you lose. But if it have any legal action you can take, then go according to that. But it is your risk. And I keep telling you, the banks keep robbing it right through.
Right.
That is a reality. It's just legal, but it's robbery. It don't ever win. You understand what I'm saying, Bridget?
Appreciate your contribution, Bridget.
Yeah, man. Cool.
Yeah, man. This is Pyramid Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
Hello.
Can't fight.
Morning, boss.
Nah, can't fight. Hello?
Boss, morning.
Nah, I have nobody there, boss, here. No.
Why you are pushing this thing in there, boss?
No, I am not pushing anything.
You are very intelligent.
Brethren.
Because big money we dealing with, and when things start to crash, Israel work for the SJS. Thank you, boss.
Brethren, I don't know nothing about that. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Trinidad, it's just like quick money.
Well, I think everybody in terms of all countries like quick money, yeah? Not only Trinidadians.
Let them talk.
All of a sudden, your MBA coming to full play. I read your play long time. You set the trap and you pocketing everybody money.
No, I don't. I nothing. This my brethren.
About 3 years now, you're waiting the ball lift kit on the high lock. But you see what happened is, it's a pyramid scheme and Boonta scheme. Look, a man lost $2,500 off the weekend because somebody back out of a Boonta reach and you pay for.
A Boonta scheme, you said?
Yes.
How does that operate?
Well, it was an all-encompassing Boonta scheme.
Wow.
And he paid the man and he put it on social media.
What?
$2,500 for a Boonta reach and the man back out. No pun intended.
And this, so, also, is that,
Well, anyway, it was raised in the Senate. Looked like it had a bunta ration as in the Senate.
No, I don't know anything about that. But have a good one now.
I want to hear more about the scheme.
A bunta scheme, he say, you know.
I want to know more about that. Who was that? Who back out? I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know what that one.
That's the first change of topic, you know. That was real fresh to me, you know.
Yeah, that song in real...
Who was that? That's breaking news?
I don't know.
Or Breaking Bad? Who's that? That's...
Broke back news. Hello.
Blessed love to the nation and children and Tobago.
Yeah, double M. Good morning.
Yeah. I too jump on board, you know.
With what?
The pyramid. My mom on you running out.
Double M.
Yes, sir.
Don't do this, please.
So, I can't speak new things, then.
Double M, oh gosh.
So everybody could call and invest, but not me.
Well, you call.
You know, I always move for the justice of the poor man. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have in my first. I have from low end tickets to high end. Mm-hmm. I cater for everybody. Nothing wrong with the farm man.
But if your low end tickets kind of high though, eh? You don't find so.
Yeah, a bit.
you don't find so. They don't really have low end tickets, but you know.
It's not that low. It's still affordable.
To whom?
It's a lot of people. You see how Ram Mountain has been?
I know, but what I'm saying, don't say it low end, it, you know.
And then I give away tickets too.
To who?
You know, so a lot of people, Blaze. You know,
I never get one.
Everybody, you don't want to come my show.
I want to come.
You always coming on this show and only talking this and talking that. Look how much time I reach out to you. Oh, you ain't coming my show. You're going all kind of show. You're advertising, you're talking this. You and your boy here. And you ain't coming my thing. Look, my show come down. It's no longer in existence and you still never appeared.
I used to be there in the early, you know.
But what happened? Did I blank you something?
No, everything cool.
Let me get back on topic now.
Yeah, go ahead now.
I find if the poor man want to take a chance, leave them.
You find so?
Yeah, it's when you hopes you're living on, you know.
Yeah, but when them hopes, when them, what about when them hopes dash? When them hopes dash, what's happening?
Yeah, but what about the lotto?
That is a gamble. They're telling you that is a gamble, you know.
Insurance companies, banks, everything is gambling, you know. Anything you put in your money is a gamble.
No, not everything.
When I get you, I'm going to tell you. I will give you a percentage so you can.
The lotto is telling you you're gambling. They're telling you it's a gamble and a guarantee you're going.
God. I know the power that be watching over you with a fork, you know.
You know.
You can't say certain things.
Double how much did you put in?
Yeah.
The flower?
Yeah. How you invest? Well, shouldn't say invest. How you put your money?
Well my circle a bit big. So I started with a five.
Five what? Dollars?
9,000.
Right.
Only I expected more from you.
Yeah, no, well, you know, you had to go easy. Remember, a lot of artists ain't having money. You can't really try to dent them too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 5,000, and was the return?
100,000.
Okay.
And
when you supposed to get it
20 times?
Yes. Is that, you know, it's upper echelon men who kind of know skating down the ladder, you know?
And when you supposed to get it by, how long does it take?
Double? Well, I'm supposed to get mine in a week time.
A week?
So you get 100,000 in a week?
Yeah.
And this is who else in this scheme?
Bungie.
All right. Yeah. We go on.
Why are you?
Why are you asking me?
Because
you're lying.
You are.
Because you're lying.
Because you said that scene the other day, the new account with the plate.
What scene?
He said that, sure.
When she bought the package, so she don't play.
All right, cool. Move on.
Move on. Who else? He gone?
Yeah.
No way, double M. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Blaze.
Yeah, morning, my brethren.
I already took on some of that permit scheme, but here this man, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That big glove, one man from Laffic. Nobody find him, Ivar. See ya, boy.
Ivar, you call back? You call back a whole week, boy.
You still studying Jeffrey? Jeffrey and this man mine for a whole week. This man still studying Jeffrey. Hello, good morning.
Oh, cousins.
Hey, cousin. Oh, cousin. Cousin, thanks for the thing, eh? We never really tell you our formal thanks, but yeah. Thanks very much. We appreciate it. You know what I mean? You're looking out for your cousins.
Family. Blessings, Miles.
Yeah, man, easy.
Right, please, thank me like how Miles thank, man.
Well, of course.
Right, nice. What's up?
Nothing is never enough for you, boy.
No, I say I know Miles thankful for sure. All right, cool. I know if you own genuine. What's up, right, what's it? Oh, this thing again. I can't cause, boy. You tell people get any fancy for this thing?
Yeah, they're getting on bad again.
Once you know in it. Or you ask any questions, the too much questions, they're getting sex, boy.
Yeah.
And this thing is not a new thing, you know?
Nah, that wrong
this
long
whole, time. This whole gifting thing, you remember it that a man promised to give a band member a NZD?
Nah, I don't know about that.
To open up his flower?
No, I don't know nothing about that.
So open up his flower?
I don't know. Yeah. I know it'll be part of a flower, but I don't know.
He gave a gift to open his flower.
Word, I don't know anything more than
that. And all I can bring to people on the table.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Talbrick said the drama wins it. Oh, God. Oh, no, man. Trinidad, no.
Wow. What a strange turn. What a turn.
That's the tune you was looking for, though, eh?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello? Talk a little louder now, brethren. Nah, you're still talking loud. Wait, what's going on?
Two things. 1460 after like 11,000 already.
Say it again. 14?
60.
$1,460?
Yeah, and after like 11,000 already.
Mm-hmm.
So who don't want to risk it for the biscuit by all your business?
All right, risk it for the biscuit.
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife had to wear masks when we in the car, right?
Yes.
And when we home, how we eating out each other, so.
Well, I can't answer the eating out part. Yeah. I could only answer the mask part, sir. And we're just telling you, don't risk it for the biscuit. If you want.
If you want.
But what I'm saying is, they're out there, and if they catch you not wearing your mask, the money you invest could, you know, you might have to pay something to the mask. So don't risk it for the biscuit. Just
I
do the right thing.
Money, but that's small money. I have about 500.
Well, all right. Well, then you're big then. Right? And the eating part, we can't answer that. That's up to you and the wife in terms of your diet.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, I can't.
What you need?
I don't know about the dietary supplements when you are at home. Hello.
Obetas. What going on, boy?
Talk to me.
I had to deal with Think Man Blaze. The Think Man Association had to deal with Think Man Blaze.
What happened?
Blaze. And 3 weeks ago on the 17th was your birthday, first line of questioning.
Yeah.
And then went by the pie stop.
For my birthday? Not for my birthday, but I went by the pie stop.
Went by the pie stop, hey. A questioning, eh? Went by the pie stop.
Yeah, went by the pie stop.
Right. Then I called you about Dudu Darling, right?
Yes.
Right. Please, do that lie, please. How far is Princess Town from where you live, Blaze?
Well, the pie stop is not exactly Princess Town.
Hey, answer the line of questioning.
I had business to do down on that end. That's why I might remember I say that.
You did say that.
I had business to do down on that end, so I didn't go there just to eat pie.
Right. That business down on that end.
Yes.
Miles, let me show you how he's asking, man, right?
Right.
So between, you say, what I taste Dudu Darling pie, right?
Yes, I have
did
to still taste it.
By the pie stop after that first time, Blaze?
I had to go and do business down there again. So I went down. Yes, I pass in front there.
Right, they're passing front. Right, yeah. You can't do that, darling, for yet?
Not yet. That's what
right,
I'm saying.
Right, because I stink, man. I go,
no.
You stink. Man, I ain't going you reach from that
door. Well, I have no business up there yet.
I ain't check, Dudu, darling. You're wicked, boy.
No, but Dudu.
You're a stink, man. I go on.
But Dudu, no. I do business down in that end. I had some. What's going on here, boy?
You like surprise people don't realize you stink, yeah?
Of course, boy. Help out now, Bumsy Day. Help out your brethren now.
Who's my brethren?
Me.
Ready?
Yeah. Nice your brethren, boy. You know that.
But you didn't tarnish my name and go from here. And when I talk, I never lie on
I never shit. Tell you go from here. I never tell you go from here.
Go from here. Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm a region with you, Mike, because me and I'm intentional. I now understand why they're real skeptical about this pyramid scheme and calling it scheme and all kind of thing, you know.
Mm.
But some years, we're born for a talking to Mike.
Sorry.
Remember some years ago, Mike, yeah. He invested in a scheme and a man break his bank.
Where's a...
Watch man and Papa Ned.
Right.
That was a scheme.
First victim to a scheme.
That wasn't a scheme.
You ever get back your money?
No.
Just like a pyramid, right? Good best to leave. I see a back in the Senate, boy. This fella who come back. Imagine 2020 shaking everybody and we get back on the rubber share, but this is the point. The Senate president, Miss Kangaroo, Kangaroo, she's in parliament. She gave him advice and he said, well, ma'am, I go do everything to please you and make you happy. So I sit down in the way you call it, now the viewers just for the we know
the public gallery, the public
yeah,
gallery.
The public gallery, yeah, you know, King Boy. I hear my child chuckle over my shoulder and I look back, little child laugh when he goes, he go please you.
All right, that's it, bye-bye.
Once again, where is she?
Janine, where she is, why?
And I don't know who did just ask for.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Brethren.
Well, I find you gotta take the risk on it because me lying said I get one hand already and your next hand is trash. You know? I was in
Say it again, you got one hand.
Right.
And the next hand crash.
I invest $3,400. I'm supposed to collect 28.
Mm-hmm.
I was in one with some soldiers on them.
You was what? In war with them?
He was in war.
No, in one.
With some soldiers.
Right.
I ain't calling no name.
Right? Of course not. Yeah.
Right. And what they do, they take $1,000 for admin fee out of the 28,000 they're supposed to collect.
Right.
You have to reinvest 3,500, and right. They keep that next 3,500 security. So I'm getting 20,000 at the end of the day.
Right. Okay.
Right. See, the second time I reinvest, well, it's a crash. But I invest because.
Oh, it ended up crashing.
Yeah, it ended up crashing, but I invest because I still win.
Right.
You get 20.
Because you got in early?
Yeah, I got in early.
So the people who got in late, well, sandwiches for them?
Well, not all. You reinvest 35 and you keep 35 as security in case whoever drop out or whatever, it still have that 3,500 as...
You got back your 35?
No, I didn't get back my 35.
So you think if you didn't get
I
back...
I hope somebody else get it. I don't know. It's still a crash.
That was saying. So when it crash now, them people at the bottom, what go happen to them?
They go fall on them,
you know?
Yeah, for real, but...
And them is the people I concerned about. Because remember, you reach up to the top quick because you invest early.
Right.
And then people at the bottom now, sad be their portion, eh?
Well, correct. Well, AB, a lot of pieces about me.
A, B, and C about yourself, eh?
Well, yeah.
See?
Don't go so about my business.
All right, Bridget. So, that's all I say, you know. That's all I say. People at the bottom is pumping their face. Not dust in their face, you know. Pumping their face. Hello. It's only pumping the face. See? Nobody pumping in my face. Hello.
Yep.
Hold on, let's
Rio, any other?
Who's Rion?
Rion, why is something like that?
Bretchman!
Why is it?
Bretchman!
You what?
I started up GD before and it
just. You're standing up?
You're standing up? What do you mean? You're doing something down there?
We need car parts. We just drop my children.
Why are you singing like that?
Right now, she's recording our song. Yeah.
But you don't have any microphone or equipment in there?
What do you mean? We always have mic stand.
So you're telling me that Janine is down in her car with you recording a song on a microphone stand? That is what you're telling me?
A microphone.
So
good morning.
So who's this here?
So who's this we talking to here?
So who's this we watching here?
Come on,
good try.
Come come and take your shift.
Select to Caleb.
Select to Caleb. Janine, come and take a trip now.
No, man, you're good. Go
hey, now, one more. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Nah, boy.
Poor boy, Bill in Banton. Hold on, wait. Stop. Is this Bill in Banton?
No. This is Sam. I called last week. Somebody in the country.
Yeah.
I had a whirlwind love affair with
Sam. You don't need to remind us of anything.
And I've been singing, you know, it's like, if I risk it all, Ola answer my. All right.
Miles, that's it. Nation. Okay. Need long say a prayers. God first man can after that. Tomorrow, God's will end. B2B, we will see you all here.
Slum. Yeah, that's the man who has 6 bars representing of Slum 100.5.
Progressive and unstoppable.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.